Turn with me this morning to Luke chapter 8 in your Bibles, and we're going to be reading verses 49 to 56, and thus conclude Luke chapter 8 in our public reading as we take on our journey in Luke's Gospel. Verse 49 this morning, "While he yet spake," this is God's word, "there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not. She is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called her, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done." Please be seated, and may God bless his word. Now, the ending here in verses 49 to the end, you got to go all the way back to verse 41. "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him." So actually, verses 41 all the way down to 56 contains this particular narrative, this particular historical event in the life of Jesus' public ministry. So Jairus comes with great consternation, great need, as any father would be, having his, in this case, his only daughter, okay, and hearing on the street the deeds and the miracles of the Lord Jesus, Jairus has drawn only one conclusion. And bear in mind, he's a ruler of the synagogue. And at this time, Jesus did not have a favorable reputation amongst the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers, the priests, and probably many of the chief individuals who ran the respective synagogues that were dotted across Judea at this time. Jesus was met with a lot of hostility when he went into the synagogues, when he would preach. And then he had the nerve to heal people on the Sabbath as if he went out of his way to cause conflict by healing on the Sabbath and causing a division and a strife amongst the members of the synagogue, and then Jesus would come right back and address their disdain for what he was doing on just about all those occasions. So here's Jairus putting himself on the line, going to Jesus, who is basically a marked man by the religious establishment. So you have to put yourself in Jairus' position. He was out there on a limb, being willing to even go to Jesus and to be identified with him in light of the other synagogues and the synagogue treatment to Jesus at this time. Well, the Bible tells us in verse 42 that while Jesus was going to Jairus' home, everybody packed around him like sardines packed in a can. And then Luke introduces this woman with this issue of blood for 12 years. And so faith, her faith, was an active faith, that was a real faith, that was a genuine faith. How do we know? She just didn't sit down and say, well, I'm just going to thank myself to be healed. She went after Christ. She pursued him. And therefore, she had faith, but I go one step further. She had saving faith. She knew that her only hope in her mind was to touch his garment, and she would be healed. And beloved, that's a beautiful picture of salvation, is it not? you hear the gospel message, you're in a congregation, or you're dealing with somebody who's lost, a friend, a family member, maybe a college friend from your old days, or a co-worker that you now know of, or someone in the neighborhood, and you're sharing the gospel. In a figure of speech, and by way of illustration, what is salvation? It is but the sinner reaching out and touching Christ by an act of faith. Like this woman, in real life, touched his physical clothing, and she was immediately healed. And so Jesus stops, and he confronts the situation. Does he not? Look at verse 48. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Notice, he called her daughter. He didn't call her a woman. He didn't say, hey, you. He called her daughter. So I see more here of an adoption, a spiritual adoption. This woman was not only healed of her physical ailment, she was also healed and saved from within. Now, by this time, we pick up our narrative in verse 49, where this entourage from Jairus' house comes and says, time out, your daughter's dead, don't even bother Jesus. Let's get the funeral set up. And what does Jesus say to him? Fear not. One of those 365 fear nots, supposedly, that are sprinkled across your entire Bible. And what does he say? Believe only. The woman with the issue with that blood for 12 years, she said what to herself? If I but touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to believe I will be healed. She shall be made whole. So Jesus goes to the house, and notice he doesn't take everybody with him, James, John, and Peter. And you find the same inner circle on the Mount of Transfiguration, right? It's the same inner three that he asks to go a little further in the Garden of Gethsemane during his agony there in the garden. And they too fall asleep along with the others. But Peter, James, and John, he asks them to go a little further and to pray with him. And unfortunately, their eyes were heavy with sleep. Well, they go in there, and verse 52, they had the paid mourners, which was customary. Persons crying and making ado. And Jesus says she's not dead, but she sleeps. Verse 53, just like today, they laugh Jesus to scorn. And guess what? If you're a true witness for Jesus Christ, you know what's going to happen to you in the eyes of this world? They're going to scorn you. If they scorn the Master, what about those of us who serve him as his servants? You're going to be scorned. Family members, friends, co-worker, neighbor, maybe a spouse who doesn't believe. You will be scorned. Okay. Well, verse 54, what does Jesus do with the scorners? He throws them out. And he put them all out. They were unworthy to behold the miracle because of their own unbelief. And he says, maid, arise. Now I want you to notice something in verse 53 that Luke records. Her spirit came again. So what is physical death? Physical death is nothing more than the soul and the spirit that's within us, the real you who inhabits this house of flesh. When you die, that soul and spirit leaves the body. The body dies, and we dress it up and we put it in a box, and we have a ceremony and a funeral and then a gravesite, few words, and then we put you in a hole and we put dirt on you, and then we put a tombstone to acknowledge that's your new home. The body is in the ground. Soul and spirit have left. Not to wander in limbo, not to sleep, but this daughter, this girl's soul went somewhere. And when Jesus rose her back to life, he brought her soul and her spirit that had just recently left the body. He puts it back in the body, and what happens to her? She arose straightway. And Jesus commanded her parents to give her some food. Now, you know what happened when this girl? I'm assuming this girl would live a normal life in that first century, and she would die again. She would eventually die again, just like Lazarus. He was called forth. Lazarus, soul and spirit, that had left 4 days earlier, or 4 days ago, according to the story in John 11. His body now is already decomposing. He stinks. Soul and spirit was brought back into that lifeless body. And when Jesus said, come forth, the decomposition was reversed, and Lazarus came forth to live again and to die again. So that's physical death. Soul and spirit departing and going into the next world, if you will. And then finally in verse 56, versus Jesus standing in the limelight, like many pastors do today, he simply charged this mother and father to tell no one what has happened. Now that would be kind of hard, because the people that Jesus kicked out in verse 54, they knew that this girl died. And I'm pretty sure that after Jesus left, these same scorners went back in the home, and here's this girl, she's fully animated once again. They would have known. Jesus felt that the mom and dad didn't have to say anything. The people in that local area, and since he was what, the chief ruler of the synagogue, you know what that meant? This girl that was once dead and now has been brought back to life, she's going to be in the synagogue Sabbath after Sabbath, hearing her father expound the word. Jesus didn't need to advertise. This girl brought back from the dead was advertisement enough. Well, may God choose in his wisdom to bless his word.